Recap today's practice.
This is the first day we've had in shorts as we're kind of getting ready for the bowl game, with yesterday being the last day in pads that we had. I thought we came out here today. I think their focus has been great. I really think they've been focused. They've been dialed in ever since we've come to the bowl site. I mean, the reality of the bowl game in sight becomes clear and clear. And I thought their focus, their attention to detail, their excitement, their energy, the way they're out here working has really been a positive here over the last 2 days.
That's something that has to really trickle down from the leadership on the team. We've talked all about the quality of kids you've got, but really the leadership this year, I think, has really been more than you asked for.
The leadership, I don't know if it's more than I asked for, but it's definitely what you want. On a really good football team, you've got to have this type of leadership, and I think we have that. And a lot's been made of the leadership council and the job that they've done, and we've talked a lot about Cody Sokol and what he's brought offensively, the way Kenneth Dixon has led, the way Greenwald has led, Sterling Griffin, Paul Turner, Trent Taylor, the job that those guys are doing on defense, Houston Bates, looking at Vernon Butler and Dorr and Lavander Liggins and Xavier Woods and Mitch Villamez. I think those guys have really done, they've done a great job of leading this football team. And it takes that. I mean, because as coaches, you can only push so far. But when you've got guys on the inside working and pulling and motivating and being vocal the way these guys are, I think it makes a huge difference with your football team.
And as fun as a bowl week is, it's easy to get distracted when you're not on the football field, but to maintain really poise and focus throughout the week is important.
Well, it is. It's important that when we come here and when we're on the practice field, it's about football. But when we're not here, I want them to have a good time. I thought the Top Golf deal tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun. I thought a lot of the players really enjoyed going to the basketball game last night. These are experiences that you hear many of them say, you know, I've never been to an NBA game. You know, and these are first-time experiences for them. So I think it's a great reward, as we've talked about, and it's really been a positive experience to this point.
You've got two teams that are really trying to make a statement with this game. Illinois has won, I think, their last three. Louisiana Tech has a chance to beat a Big Ten opponent.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for them, but I can certainly speak for us. I mean, nobody wants to finish the year the way we finished the championship game. You know, it was a hard loss. You had the lead the entire game, and then you lost it with under 2 minutes to go with a minute and change left. And those games are hard to lose. Nobody wants to finish that way. And we've got a lot of seniors on this team. We've talked about Hunter Lee and some of these guys and the job that they've done. And so I think right now for us, I mean, we just want to go play our best game, put our best foot forward. And we don't think we played our best game in the championship game. We feel like we can play better. And so right now we keep saying this game about us. We just want to make sure we play as well as we can, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may.